Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's the day after Mother's Day.
Yeah!
Repeat instructions. Repeat instructions one more time. Really loudly. Don't forget to caffeinate. Think, oh my God, these kids are driving me crazy. Why do I even bother? Say no at least 15 times. The day after Mother's Day. Boy, can you use a nap?
Yes! It's back to work, Mom. Hope you enjoyed your day yesterday. I like undercooked eggs. Really burnt toast. Who invented breakfast in bed for Mom? It's so uncomfortable to eat breakfast in bed to begin with.
Yeah, unless you have one of those cool trays and a whole slew of pillows to prop yourself up. Although, I will be honest, now, I'm not a mom, but I've never had breakfast in bed,
so
ever.
There it is. So why, like, dads, stop doing that. Make the breakfast and have Mom come out to the kitchen. She'll be more comfortable. But anyway, I got a photo from a friend of mine on Sunday of her teenage son making breakfast at the stove with a winter coat on and his underpants.
What?
And it was just like, I was like, okay, first of all, is it cold?
Why?
Is it cold in your kitchen? And why doesn't he have any pants?
Where are his pants?
I don't know. So, you know, everybody celebrated Mother's Day in a different kind of way. And Mom, I hope you had a good one. I hope the kids behaved. I hope the husband wasn't what he usually is. I hope it all worked out. Over the weekend, I did visit my mom yesterday. I spent the whole day.
How is Mama Morgonzo?
She's as nutty as ever. But
wonderful.
It was a fun time.
Glad to hear it.
I took her shopping and out to lunch.
To the Boscobs?
No, that's the one place we didn't go. But
surprising.
I asked if she wanted to go to the Boscobs.
The Boscobs. That's how we have to say it, the Boscobs.
That's the way my mom says it. And 84 years old, God bless her. She's now into the shuffling age.
Sure.
She
so
doesn't
where,
walk that much
But where
anymore.
Did we she shuffle shopping? Shuffled.
The Arena Hub stores
sure.
up and around there. You got your Target. You got
pretty
your
busy
stuff up there. No, it wasn't that bad. And then I took her into Lowe's.
Oh, what did we need in Lowe's?
I needed something.
Oh,
in Lowe's.
Okay.
She didn't, and she evidently hates Lowe's.
Oh,
she's a Home Depot kind.
Listen,
of
well, there was that whole divorce thing, and then like the competing family members like created each of the companies.
She's on Team Orange. Okay,
fair enough.
I've never been in a Home Depot in my life, so and all she did in Lowe's was complain. I was like, Mom, look, just wait till I get to the electrical department. I need to buy a little thing. I'm doing some wiring. You know, just like. There, you can't find anything in this place. Until the lady at the counter looked at her and gave her a free carnation.
Oh,
happy Mother's
that's
Day.
That's nice.
Well, then she was loving Lowe's now.
Okay. I feel like you haven't been to Lowe's because there's not one on this side of the river. The closest one is in Buckhorn, the Home Depot.
Oh, the Home Depot.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I said the wrong
thing.
Yeah,
that could be it. I just, you know, that could be it. And I don't really go to Lowe's because my ex-wife went there every week and ran up the charge.
Huh?
So, I didn't want to go. So, there I was. So, it was like a weird but yet wonderful day with my mom.
Wonderful.
How about you? You spent time with probably two moms because you're married.
Yep. Saw the mother-in-law and my mama and my sister, also a mama. My
yeah, but
mom and I.
Your mama? But that's nice of you to see.
Well,
your
yeah, and she gets a gift from me too.
She does.
Yes, she's an awesome mom.
Ooh, that might be a.
She deserves a little something, something from her sister.
Okay, that might be another discussion for another time. Because I think on Mother's Day you should pay homage to your mom. Not everybody who is a mom. Let them do their own thing. But that's just me.
Fair enough.
That's nice of you.
Well,
to
it's my
get
sister,
your sister.
So yes, I feel like my sister deserves a present.
Okay.
So, anyway.
She's got two kids? Yeah, that'll
right?
get her
exactly.
That. That's exactly
every
it.
Mother's Day weekend, though, there are these flower sales out my direction.
Okay.
That are put on at certain Mennonite farm stands.
Okay.
So my mom and I on Saturday were up bright and early, 6:45 a.m. Off to
the flower sale.
Off to the flower sale we went. We do this every year. Probably spent about $300 too much on perennials and annuals, but you know, what are you going to do?
That happens.
Yeah. The weather didn't necessarily cooperate, but God bless Papa, a.k.a. Len Dog, a.k.a. my dad.
He was
in the rain, planting things.
He was a limo driver? Oh, he was planting them.
Planting them.
Oh, my goodness.
Digging the holes. Same thing for Keith, though. I have to give him credit where credit's due because I had my own flowers as well.
Okay.
So the men stepped up, helped plant the plants. And then yesterday, saw my mother-in-law earlier in the day, and then I cooked dinner for both my mom and my sister and the entire family.
So you didn't go to Lowe's at all?
No. Actually, we went to Home Depot.
I'm hoping this isn't a tradition. I'm hoping it ended yesterday. It'll never happen again.
But no, if Keith is listening, no, he's not awake, I guarantee. We went to Home Depot, which is funny.
All right, let's never do that again.
So by Saturday night, I was like, I need this. I needed edging for the new flower bed. So we had to go to Home Depot, yeah.
Anyway. I hope next year, God willing, my mom's still around at 85. I'm hoping she doesn't say, "Aren't we gonna go to Lowe's?" Because it's like, no, we did that last year, and it was a disaster.
Here, look.
However, you spent. Oh, that's a nice picture of quite the collection of flowers.
There it is. That's what we bought.
Whatever you did for Mother's Day, I hope it was good, and I hope you didn't have breakfast in bed. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Jimmy Fallon on the way with something new in Europe, and they really don't need it.
Okay.
But they have come up with a hot pizza vending machine.
A hot pizza in Italy?
Yeah, where you're supposed to get the real stuff.
I don't think the Italians are going to be okay with that.
No, Jimmy's not either. Late Night Soundbite coming up. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
News is coming up next. Hopefully a lot more than that. Some sports and some AccuWeather would be cool. We're talking about moms, right?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't... this kind of made me feel sad when I first saw it, but then I listened to it more. It's viral comedy, so it's not supposed to make you sad. But if you're a mom and you keep calling your son and he doesn't return the calls, what do? This mom goes over to his house and uses the Ring, the camera on the doorbell.
I like it.
To leave a message.
There was a movie like that with Angela Bassett and Jane Fonda? Either way, it was about that. And it was a Mother's Day movie. I can't remember the name of it. Where literally these three moms were friends and then had three sons who were childhood friends. And long story short, none of them responded for Mother's Day, right? And they did just that. And all of the kids now lived in New York City.
Okay.
So they packed up their suitcases and they put themselves on a train and they rolled up to New York City to surprise their sons at their respective residencies.
See, that's what this mom did, using awesome. The Ring doorbell to invite her son for taco night.
We are having taco night. If you like to eat, you just come over. And you're welcome to get it. You hear me? I called it.
You didn't hear
answer
me?
Because I think you're busy. But anyway, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Look it up. It's mom uses the Ring doorbell to invite her son for taco night. Mom, you're a genius.
That's fantastic.
And son, what kind of guy are you that you don't respond to your mom's calls?
It, regardless of the type of relationship that you have, just, you know, pick up the phone, answer your mom, and tell her, you know, yes, please, or no, thank you, not now, on tacos.
I answer right away. It's happened during the show. My mom is
actually yes, that's a true life story.
And I'm like,
I just texted my mom right now.
Mom, what do you want? I'm on the radio. Oh, I was going to call you. I'll call you later. Thanks, Mom. So, hey, bud, it's not about the taco night. It's about your mom being lonely and she's trying to hear from you. It's viral comedy, but there's a lesson to be learned.
There is a lesson to be learned. Just answer the phone when mom calls.
Maybe that shouldn't have been viral comedy. Maybe there should have been.
And there it is.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Oh, we got another cheater, and it's in horse racing.
I got a call from Jimmy Barnes on my heading to the airport. He said he had some horrible news for me that
he'd just been
served by the Kentucky Race Commission that Medina Spirit, our derby horse, had tested positive for betamethasone.
How'd that happen?
Betamethasone, even though it's an allowed therapeutic medication.
Uh-huh, sure.
We did not give it. Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do.
You didn't do it?
It's really disturbing. It's an injustice to the horse.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on in racing right now.
Oh, you don't?
There's something not right.
He doesn't know what's going on. His horse tested positive. This is the dude we talked about. The dude with the white hair and the blue glasses, bifocals. He says he's creepy.
Here's the thing.
He's a cheater now.
Here's the thing. If you have a derby horse So people like to think that, like, the backside of a track are these, like, sort of dark and shadowy and seedy places. And I'm sure that stuff goes on, right? People messing with other people's horses.
Sure.
But we are talking about a Baffert horse.
Yeah.
That's running in the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure he should be taken care of.
Other than the team employed by Baffert was taking care of that horse.
Somebody snuck in and injected my horse with some steroids. I don't think so, bud.
So here's the thing. So betamethasone sodium phosphate, it's a cortal steroid, right? And I know this.
We don't have to get technical here. The horse, like, got shot up, okay?
Yes, it's an injectable, okay?
Yeah.
And
it's a steroid.
I personally, in conjunction with my vet, have used said substance for my horses before because it helps reduce swelling, itching,
it's a pain reliever. Okay, Dr. Science, but I'm saying your horse isn't running in the Kentucky Derby.
No, it's not.
And your horse is not restricted and has to follow rules. You can do whatever you want.
Also,
with your
horse. It in particular, my thoroughbred TK, as he neared the end of his life. I used it to help ease his transition from this world to the next, right? Okay, cool, fine. Yes. That being said,
the guy's denying it. He's like, 20 of his horses have tested positive in the last whatever length of time.
And it's problematic, too, because a couple of them have tested positive in some big-time races. Now, for different things, the one incident happened where some feed, and this was proven because there were other horses outside of the Baffert camp that also tested positive for a substance. It got into the feed, which is linked to a weed.
How did it get there?
I don't.
I mean, it's like when you're in college and you said, "Mom, I didn't know the marijuana was in the brownies. I just ate them."
Here's the thing. I'm not defending him in any way, shape, or form because this seems to be, unfortunately, the same sad song, different verse, same, but different when it comes to drug testing in sports. Mm-hmm. Deny, 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 deny. Except we've seen a couple.
Until you get busted. And it's undeniable.
Now he's busted at the biggest show. This is like getting busted in the Super Bowl, right?
That's exactly
You're taking steroids, and the whole team was doing it, and you got busted at the Super Bowl. That means you went to the big dance. You went to the big show, right?
And you got caught. Exactly. You cheated at the big show. Now, this horse, is going to be tested in 2 weeks, Medina Spirit.
It's called a split sample testing.
Right, and they're going to do it again. And if the horse is still positive, guess what, Bob Baffert? You're in trouble. So just own it like Lance Armstrong had to suck it up, like Alex Rodriguez had to suck it up. Like, just own it. Like, why can't you be like
I've personally enjoyed watching the Baffert team because it's not just him. He's sort of the trainer. He's the face.
Yeah.
There's a whole team surrounding. He's had many Derby horses.
Somebody's cheating.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
And it normally
and
comes
Bob
from the
says
top
it's
down.
It's not him. Yeah. Okay. We'll find out.
Here's the thing. There were excuses that were believable before. They're probably because this particular drug, it is allowed use up until 2 weeks.
Yeah, but not double the dose.
And up until 2 weeks before the Derby.
But the horse is all jacked up. Come on. I mean,
I'm not defending. I'm trying to explain.
But don't until we find out. It's like NASCAR. Every week, guys cheat. When they get caught, they go, yep, I cheated. There's something respectable about that, okay? In NASCAR, even Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots coach that everybody hates.
Yeah, I was filming the other
every
team.
Every time he gets caught cheating, he goes, yeah, I did it. But here this guy owns $1 million horse and he's going to cheat just like Lance Armstrong.
That horse is worth so the winnings from the Kentucky Derby are $1.87 million, meaning that they would have to turn it over to Mendelone. Because he would most likely be named the winner. All the bets stand. Unfortunately, that money is gone. But this could change. This literally right now could change the face of horse racing because this man is such a large player in the game. Seriously.
Yeah. Mark?
Don't confuse Tom with the facts, okay? His mind is made up.
No, she's
I know you're trying.
I'm not sticking up.
No, but she's getting all science-y about that. He cheated.
You are allowed to use that particular substance up to 2 weeks before the Derby, but then once that two-week mark hits,
pretty much
you are not allowed to
use substance myself up to a certain limit.
2 weeks before the Derby, though, you have to stop. You haven't stopped for 2 minutes.
Anyway. So, hey, Bob, anyway. Bob, I don't like your
I can tell that.
You're goofy.
He's very emphatic. He's super. He's like super aggressive about this.
Well, I just
morning.
Wanted your opinion because you're a horse person, and of course you're going to get way technical. The guys at the Americas right now drinking their breakfast just want to know that this guy cheated. That's it.
And he most likely did, which is sad because that means this guy who's sort of journey and rise to fame, honestly, over the past 15-20 years in horse racing, all of that is now tainted, which. That makes me sad. It's like Lance Armstrong. It makes me sad.
It's exactly like Lance Armstrong because one of the things that came out then was they told the whole world, actually, we all cheat.
Right?
And I'm like, wait.
Whoa, Everybody cheats? What?
Yes, we all do it. And we all try desperately to get away from it and rig the tests and fake the urine and do everything we can. We're all cheating.
There you go.
That's basically
what I was saying. But you said, you're getting all fired up.
You're saying it very aggressively.
Oh, this break went way too long. But hey, Bob, you cheated. Own it. There it is.
There it is.
Tom, Laura, and Mark in the morning.
Thank you, Mark.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Whoa!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
I think it's cannonball time.
Heck yeah, it is. Summer is just around the corner, and Cosmo and the gang at Knoebels have scattered coins on the bottom of the crystal pool.
Woo!
On opening day, we need your help, kiddos between the ages of 5 and 12 years old, to gather them on up, and you could win some awesome Knoebels prizes.
All right, so let's qualify a mom's kids right now.
That's right. So if you have some kiddos between 5 and 12, give us a call and be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Howdy 4KX, this is caller 4.
Hey,
yeah,
good
who's
morning.
This?
Morning.
Morning, who's this?
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. Where are you from?
Northumberland.
Okay, Bob. Summer's coming. There's no better place to be than Knoebels, especially when Cosmo's having a coin dive.
Outstanding.
Hey, Bob, do you have a couple of kids who would like to dive into the crystal pool on opening day?
I actually do.
Wonderful.
Well, you are in, my friend.
Outstanding.
Tom and Laura, their dance moves are as good as the music.
No one is going home until we dance.
Wait a minute.
There's no better way to start your Central PA morning than with 94KX.
Late night sound bites coming up from SNL News.
Ooh, boy. It's coming up next.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, you know the old kind of like, what was it, on a wire? Something on a wire. Come on.
I think it was bird on a wire.
Bird on a wire. Well, it's
well
a
this
cat.
Isn't a bird.
Sorry, this is not a bird.
Okay.
It's a cat on a wire.
Okay.
And an Idaho lineman rescued a cat from a power line. Just take a listen.
Ooh, that's good.
Right now, he's just got to gain his confidence. The cat sees him as a friend now. So the cat develops a little trust in him to where the cat's not going to jump. It's a successful save.
Who's doing the play-by-play? That's
his
great.
Co-worker, that's his buddy in the bucket truck doing the play-by-play as he saved the kitty cat from the wire.
Yay!
No felines were hurt in the creation of that audio.
Bird on the wire, cat on the wire, okay. Squirrel on the wire, we've all seen it.
We indeed have.
But they usually go poof when
they
step.
But they did not, no.
The cat was okay.
And
very
that's good news.
Yes.
A stolen dog was retrieved after a news crew at 7 News in Boston spotted the dog and the suspect who took him.
What?
While they were videoing at the scene of the crime.
He was just barking in the car, and I walked past the car, and I realized I thought it was supposed to be dog walking. It wasn't a kidnapping, it was just a simple mistake.
You didn't think to call the number on the tag?
I did, but then I tried using one phone, the phone was broken, and I just...
Hey, dispatcher, this is Juliana over at 7 News. I actually have the dog Titus and the man who said it was an accident that he took the dog with me right now.
I'm just glad that the person came back, and I'm glad that you guys were there.
Oh, he took the dog by accident.
Listen, this also could be an there it is kind of thing.
Yeah,
if you're going
be.
To take something, don't live in the same neighborhood where you take it and then walk it around the same neighborhood.
You big dummy.
All I know is the dog is home, and that is the most important part.
That's good news.
And last but not least, right here in Pennsylvania, we all do this every once in a while. We try to sell things on Facebook Marketplace.
Uh-huh.
Well, a man named Gary from Uniontown
tried
to sell his air compressor, but it was for a very specific reason. He needs a liver transplant.
Oh, my.
I know. So that's not good news. Here's the part, though, where it gets happy. He shared it to a whole bunch of groups, including one called a car club where everyone acts like boomers, which typically makes fun of the older demographic.
Right.
But they decided to help Gary out. They shared it. That club has 37,000 members in it. And then they also shared his GoFundMe.
Wow.
Yeah. As of last night.
Okay.
Over $57,000 has been raised for Gary, all because of one tiny little air compressor ad that said it was for a liver transplant.
And that's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
Yeah.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Morning, everybody. We start off with some sad news today. Tawny Katane died Friday at her home in Newport Beach, California. There's no word yet on the cause of death. She was 59 years old. Tawny might be most famous as an old-school video vixen in the Whitesnake videos, Here I Go Again, Still of the Night, and This is Love. She was married to singer David Coverdale at the time. She was also in the 1984 movie Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks, and the 1986 horror flick Witchboard. Over the years, Tawny struggled with substance abuse. Later in her career, she appeared on reality shows like The Surreal Life and Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. Tawny Katane dead at the age of 59. For those of us who grew up in the 80s, she was definitely iconic, right?
She did something for the Jaguar car sales, that's for sure.
She did a lot. She boosted them.
Right.
So to speak.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Now on to some lighter news. Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend, and strangely, it wasn't quite a disaster. During his funnier-than-expected monologue, he said, quote, "I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL, or at least the first to admit it. And it's a good thing he qualified that because he is not the first. Former SNL cast member Dan Aykroyd revealed in 2013 that he has Asperger's, and he hosted a decade earlier in 2003.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
So, yeah. Yeah, a little known fact about Dan Aykroyd there. I had forgotten that until this whole story came up. So, Dan Aykroyd, first person with Asperger's to host SNL. And looking at the box office, Jason Statham topped it this weekend. Wrath of Man opened at number one with $8.1 million. Demon Slayer was second with $3.1 million. Mortal Kombat was third with $2.4 million. Godzilla vs. Kong still hanging in there with $1.9 million to land in fourth place. And Raya and the Last Dragon rounds out the top five also with $1.9
million. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in today. We appreciate it.
We do indeed.
Yeah, I'm sorry I can't be there with you in person. We had a pretty severe family emergency last week, and I'm temporarily homebound, but I'm hoping to be back in there with you this Friday.
Here's hoping that everything goes really well for you and your entire family.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Take care of that fam, Mike. News is coming up next. We've got news, sports, and AccuWeather. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning and Movie Mike on a Monday morning.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Shrimp Day. Shrimp as in seafood.
Wonderful.
Not as in little things.
All right. So then I'm really hoping that we have Bubba, a.k.a.
Oh, yeah.
Forrest Gump's buddy Bubba, who knows how to saute fricassee.
How do you like your shrimp? How?
Shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo.
Shrimp gumbo.
Pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich.
Sandwich?
That's about it.
That's about it. Yeah, I had shrimp lo mein.
And that's about all I know about that.
Yeah. I had some shrimp lo mein on Friday.
Really?
But shrimp scampi is my favorite.
I do love shrimp scampi.
Over the noodles.
Have you ever had red Gulf shrimp or rock shrimp?
Well, I'm reading today that there's like so many different types of shrimp. I thought shrimp was shrimp.
Oh, my gosh. In South Florida, there is this place, and it's actually on the Space Coast Highway. Mm-hmm. Near where all the rockets launch.
That's why they call it the Space
Dixie
Coast
Crossroads.
Highway.
And the one, the only, the wonderful Keith Good, they had an all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet with the Red Gulf shrimp and the rock shrimp.
Okay.
And he ate himself right around 380 individual shrimps.
Whew, that's got to be some kind of record.
I don't think so. I think a guy ate 1,000 once.
Get out.
But it's a great place. I highly recommend it if you're ever finding yourself in Florida.
There you go. I love the phrase jumbo shrimp. Because it's just funny.
They come in different sizes. It's awesome.
Jumbo shrimp. It's kind of.
I love shrimps. I like shrimp cocktail.
He's tall for being short. He's jumbo. He's jumbo for being shrimp. Happy Shrimp Day, everybody.
May 10th is National Shrimp Day.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink?
There are more than 2,000 different species of shrimp around the world.
Shrimp is America's favorite seafood, and that we eat more shrimp than any other seafood, period.
The amazing shrimp.
Shrimp! Yeah! I would have bet lobster was the number one, but no, shrimp is America's number one
and
seafood.
And rock shrimp actually tastes like little mini lobsters, so you should try them.
There you go.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Well, we were saying, give me my stimmy for months and months and months, Laura, and now impulse buying is up 51% in the last year.
Yes. I just booked a hotel in Anchorage, Alaska.
Is that what you were doing over there?
Yes.
I don't know if that's impulse because you know you're going on vacation.
No, I do. Yes, we're going to Alaska this fall, and it's the husband's 40th birthday, but I impulsively upgraded it to a junior suite.
So there you go.
It was only $10 more a night.
Pack all the Eskimos you can into that
place.
Yes,
right. I'm going to come home with a penguin.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know if that's legal, but go ahead.
It's probably fully illegal, and now they're watching me because I said it on the radio.
There it is.
Yep.
The average American makes 12 impulse purchases a month, which it's worth about $276. Wow. That's a lot of money.
That's a little bit more than I actually just spent. I found a good deal, which is why I busted out the Visa. There it is.
Yeah, careful with that. It's getting hot. It's starting to melt.
I think it might be.
Yeah. Tom and Laura's top 10 list for the day, the top 10 impulse buys of Americans. Number 10, things like massages and other spa services.
How can that be? I love a massage. I haven't had one in like 2 years.
I've never had one in my life. Nobody touches my body and gets paid for it unless you're a hooker. No, I didn't say that out loud, did I?
Yeah,
no,
that was live on the radio, Thomas.
There you go.
Okay, then.
I don't like anybody touching me.
Okay, that's all right.
And I know they're professionals.
Yes.
Unless you're the owner of the New England Patriots. They're professionals.
Gross.
And I just don't, I don't know. I've never had a massage.
Okay, well, we're just going to move right on. Is that okay?
That's okay. What's
okay,
number
great.
Nine?
Number nine, gadgets and tech stuff.
That's where I'm guilty.
Yeah. Now, you've used your credit card, speaking of my hot credit card, that's hot for travel. Yeah. Yours is hot for some techno gear.
Yeah, I just bought a new mixing board in my recording studio.
You
it's
did
beautiful.
Indeed.
It lights up and it blinks and it's beautiful. Number eight is vehicles. I don't think anyone should ever buy a vehicle.
I don't know how you
impulse.
Do that impulsively. Seriously. Yeah. Like, unless you're made of money. Honestly, unless you're uber wealthy and you're like, cool, I'll buy that. You have to test drive it and the whole process. And normally
process.
You take a loan out and all that kind of stuff. So.
Unless you got a lot of money in the bank, like you said, and you just said, hey, look at that, I'll take it. So go ahead and do it if you can do it. Number seven.
Books.
Is that really an impulse buy?
Yeah, I always investigate what I'm purchasing on my Kindle. Yeah. So, and that's the thing. It's a click. It's an app because I have an e-reader.
Right,
so,
right.
I don't know.
I mean, even if you're in the bookstore, would it be an impulse buy? No, you're in the bookstore
right.
to buy
you
a book.
You walked in there to buy a book. Yeah,
I don't know. Number six is delivery or takeout.
That can be impulsive.
When you don't want to cook, yes.
Yeah, you're like walking past the pizzeria. It smells awesome. It's already 6:30 at night, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take home a pizza.
There you go. Number five.
Toys for the kiddos. Yeah.
Yes.
I do that for the nephews.
Sometimes they look at you and then big eyes.
Right.
Oh, Daddy, could I have
like, here, I got this for you.
Yeah, I got it. Number four happens at least 100 times a day in this building.
It does indeed. We love our iced coffee here, but not you and I.
Right,
I bring mine from home.
Right.
Also, Starbucks isn't open as early as I need it to be.
So there it is. But yeah, when you stop at Starbucks just because you feel like it.
Number three, clothing.
I'm guilty
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We both, we like our clothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guilty. Okay.
All right, number two.
Things for the house, like $300 worth of plants this weekend. Yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Okay, you owned it. That's perfect.
I went in like wanting a flowering tree and like three specific shrubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have that. So I actually have a plan to go to a local landscaping company, blah, blah, blah. But instead of being like, okay, well, they don't have what I have, I'm not going to buy anything. Guess what happened?
You bought something.
Yeah, we spent a little money.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
Number one is food and groceries. Now, it is impulse, but the stores are set up that way. They're called end caps.
Okay? They are indeed.
You circle your cart around to go into the next aisle, and there's a big honking display of something. Just, you know, that's good, but don't get caught up in buying like $400 worth of potato chips, okay? Just don't do that.
I did impulsively buy protein chips. Did you know that they make protein chips?
I've had veggie chips. They're very
These are good. Quest protein chips. Who knew?
Oh.
Also,
I'll have to check into that.
Boucher says there are no penguins in Alaska. Are you kidding me? Mom, don't burst my bubble like that. Just let me believe that there are penguins in Alaska.
So there you have it, the top 10 impulse buys. None of them are penguins. And this is
shame.
What we're doing in America.
Brian, shame. Guess I'm going to have to go to Svalbard instead.
There it is. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Our top 10, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Hey, Sunbury to McEwensville, Elysburg to Dornsife. People have been qualifying for the quest for the castle. Our latest qualifier is absolutely crazy about Space Mountain. And it would go to Disney just for Space Mountain. Is that cool or what?
I love Space Mountain.
Okay.
Very, very cool.
Everybody has, I guess, if you've gone before, you have your favorite.
Indeed. Here's the thing. It's really hard to choose a favorite thing at Disney.
Yeah.
I love Epcot.
Okay. All right. So maybe depending on the age of your kids, maybe?
Actually, yeah. When I was younger, Epcot wasn't nearly as fun. But then when I was older, you could drink around the world. So there's that.
There is that. Hey, you got to listen for that contest sounder. And you could get qualified for a family vacation for four to Disney.
Airfare included. Of course, it's brought to you by Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. We find out who the winner is on the 21st. Only a few more short weeks left to qualify.
Could be coming up next. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. Chad Evans coming in next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. I just heard Mark in the hallway talking about how excited he is for Beer Fest. You know, I was like, you never really know about people.
You really don't. And here's the thing. I have the inside scoop on Beer Fest.
Okay.
Talked to our girl Vanessa over the weekend.
Tickets went on sale at midnight Saturday morning.
1,500 available.
Okay.
About 1,000 are gone.
In one day.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I haven't talked to her yet this morning.
Okay.
So I feel like that's the thought for the day, friends. Buy your beer tickets today.
Okay, we can wrap up with that.
Right? I don't want to see anybody miss out, but the thing is it's limited capacity. We're all still trying to be as safe as possible.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, they're going to go quickly.
Central PA is like bursting at the seams for something to do.
Indeed.
And when these events come up, man. Mm-hmm. Just get there as soon as you can. So, all right, get your Beer Fest tickets. See us at Spyglass. See us at Knoebels. It's like we're kind of bursting at the seams.
We are indeed. But you know what? Late spring, summer, it's my favorite time in central Pennsylvania. There's so much to do. It's been a rough couple of months, dare I say it, a year.
Yeah.
So let's go out and have some good times.
Yeah, let's look forward to a good summer. And have a good day, everybody.
Happy Monday. Bye, guys.